First of all, following on from the match the other night, do you have any injury problems to contend with ahead of the trip to Ipswich?
No, just as we told before, just that situation with Claude and Philip Melo, that they need just more few time, but with another players there, all of them there already.
Of those two players, do you have an idea as to when they might be available for you to select?
I don't know. You must talk with the medical department. They will give this information, sure. Okay.
Over the two matches that we've seen of Sheffield Wednesday, you've obviously made changes within those. Do you plan to make further changes for this match against Ipswich?
This is a normal question in this time. But you will understand my answer will be all the time the same during the season. I will choose the 18 players that, in my opinion, will be the better one to try to win the match. This will be all the time my question. So my answer, sorry, is normal the question now, but we will answer this question a lot of times.
Okay. Fair enough, because some coaches are different, aren't they? Some like to have their select 11 and then subs wherever, but you take the view, presumably, that it's whatever best suits the to combat the opposition.
And my point of view, we must, as I told you, we must see what the players did in the previous matches, what they are doing during the trainings, the opponent that we will play, the characteristics and weak points and the strong points, and after we choose the 11 and the seven players that we can use during the match. So we'll be like this all the season.
And part of the reason I asked that is we saw two exemplary performances the other night from Zhao, amongst others, and Sogu as well. I wonder how prominently they're featuring in your mind to start at Ipswich on Saturday because of the performance the other night.
They have the same chances of all the players on the squad. All the players on the squad they have chances to go there. But as I tell you, depends of the characteristics of the opponent and depends of the what we are planning to do, our strategy. So they are players from the squad. They have the same chances of the other players. They are all of them, even the players that was out of the squad of the 18. They have the same chances. So our plan is try to choose the best players to play and the best players that can help the team during the 90 minutes. And after the match of Ipswich, we'll think the same way to the next match again. So we will do like this all the season.
It's interesting, as Sheffield Wednesday fans get to know you and the type of teams you want to put out there, we've obviously seen two home performances now and the way of playing there. Do you plan to maybe try and implement that style away from home, or will you have a different style and perhaps different formations when you take teams on the road?
No, it's not the question. The question is more the main work from us is our identity. So our identity will be all the time the same. We have the principles to play. Something principles. Principles of our game, that general ideas that we are training since the first day. These general ideas, we will still with them during the season. Of course, after, all of us understand that play home with the Bristol, it's one thing. Play in Ipswich is completely different. So we don't want to change our idea that we want to play. But of course, we have an opponent on the pitch. So we must give the correct answer to the questions that the Ipswich will put on the pitch. That will be, of course, completely different of Bristol. I'm not talking that Bristol or Ipswich is more difficult or easy than Bristol, but it's a difficult and it's a different type of football. So we try to give the answer to the problems that we don't give. If you ask me something, I must give you the proper question. If you do a different question, I must give you another question, sure. So this is the football is the same. When they put you different questions, you can't give just all the time the same answer. You must give must give the different answers to different questions.
It is interesting, though, isn't it, for you as well, that of your the two matches, or pre-season as well, obviously, but of the matches that you've experienced of English football, you've seen Bristol and the way that they like to play. With respect, you've seen a much smaller team and how they may approach a team the size of Sheffield Wednesday. What are your first impressions of the overall standard of things in English football, having, obviously, you know all about Portugal, Turkey, etc., etc.?
Oh, I must tell you, the Bristol game was one of the one hardest team to work in the question of strategies. That match was very hard to us to work because they play completely different. They play with three halfbacks. They have a dynamic different of typical English teams. And so, because they have this kind of dynamic, we take care about the little pormenors about Bristol, and we care a lot of things to prepare this match. So we take a lot of time. It was good because we have time, because it's the first match of the season, so we have a lot of time to prepare the match. And it was good because if you don't prepare very well that match, I am sure that we was with the big problems in that match. So now Ipswich is a completely different team. It's more easy to analyze, more difficult to play probably. It's what I can say about this match. More easy to analyze the opponent, but more hard to play. So we are training to be ready to everything that can happen on Saturday. Let's see if we will fight to the 3 points, sure. We respect the opponent, we will fight to 3 points, but never I will say that we will win, because nobody can say that, but we will try, of course, we will try.
In your analysis then, how different a challenge and what type of challenge do Ipswich pose then?
Ipswich, it's different, play in the typical 4-4-2, it's a hard team. Last year they was in the playoffs. It's a team with quality. Will be a big achievement to us. Let's see what kind of answer we will do in this kind of matches. Let's see. Probably we must. We can't dance on the saloon. We must dance a different type of dance. So we must be ready to put the correct clothes to play in the Ipswich, and I hope at the same time that we can play good football. Let's see.
I wonder too, as this squad comes together and you're developing this team, how much of an indication it will be about Wednesday's prospects this season, because Ipswich did ever so well last year, as you say, got in the playoffs. It's the first. Is it the first real test of Wednesday's credentials right now as a potential playoff team, I wonder?
No, it's all the games. We don't have easy games. So we play in the with a cup with Mansfield, and Mansfield two divisions down, and it is a hard team. We play in the friendly matches with the teams from divisions down, and it was very, very hard. In England, nobody can say that they have an easy game. Nobody. Even if Chelsea or Manchester United play with a Division 2 team, nobody will say that is an easy game. We don't have easy games. So we must be with a high concentration, play all the time very hard, and understand all the time what happened on the pitch to give the correct answers to all the questions that the game put in us. For example, in last match against Mansfield, we prepared the team that sure that Mansfield will be the... It's impossible that one team will stay 90 minutes with 100% control in the game. Probably Mansfield will be with two or three chances. They will be with three chances. So we must be ready to this kind of situations can happen on the match. So we prepare the team to be ready and concentrated to this kind of situations that Mansfield... And this happened on the match. This happened on the match. So in English football, you must be... Or if you slip 1 second, you die.
don't you? Changing tack, if I may, to Wednesday's squad right now. How happy are you with it, and where it's placed at the moment? And I suppose the bigger question from that is, how many more changes in the short term do you think is needed between now and the bell at the end of the transfer window?
I don't need nothing, absolutely nothing. I don't need absolutely nothing. Since the beginning, I don't need nothing. The players that I have to work, I will try to win the next match. It's what you said before, what we're planning to do also in this time. So what I answer, and I will repeat, that our team and all the teams in the world, at the window transfer close, everything can happen. But it's like I said before, it's a general question. All the teams can transfer players or can buy players in this moment. So everything can happen. But at this moment, I'm very happy. I don't need absolutely nothing. I just need that Saturday 3:00, 3 p.m. we start the match and let's play.
Because you know what's coming now, and I run the risk of repeating what I or my colleagues have perhaps said to you in the past, but this, the idea of needing another striker, that proven, or a guy that you believe will get 20-plus goals for this team in the Championship, are you looking to try and sign that individual in the next few weeks?
I just talk with the players that we have. What I can answer is that the last three matches that we did 11 goals, so it's not bad. We take one goal, and we did 11. Yes, 11. So I'm happy. As I told you, I am happy with what we have in this moment. I trust a lot in my players, and I don't want to talk with the players that can come or not. I don't know. So this is a question that I don't know. So most important in this moment, I give confidence to the players that we have. They are doing very well. We have a balanced team at this moment. We are creating chances, do goals. The opponents, they are not scoring goals. So this is the way that we want to continue and give confidence to our players.
And do you believe then throughout the entire squad that you have here, there is the capacity to get, I don't know, 70-odd goals, 70, 80 goals that might get you to the playoffs, and from all over the team, you know, the Royce Wiggins of this world. Even Tom Lee scored the other day, which was a rarity. Do you feel that there are plenty of goals within this team?
Depends. I like balanced teams. I like teams that are good in defense and they can do goals. So I like teams that they are understanding all the situations on the game and be ready to all the situations on the game. So if you have a balanced team, probably a balanced team don't need so many goals to do very good. So depends. But I will repeat again. When you go to London, you must go first from out of the academy, turn on the left, and after choose the correct way to go there. And you'll go step by step. Why I will talk about London? If you are in this moment, I said before that you are in the academy. Now we play against Bristol, we turn on the left. So we are in the way, we are in the beginning. So we have a long way. And I don't want to talk too much about what we can do or not. The important to us is focus in the next match. We must focus the next step. And next step will be Ipswich. This is the most important game to us.
And just finally then, you have a squad right now. I think 32 players within here. Are you something like that? Have you made decisions yet as to players you might like to see play some football elsewhere? As in, they're not really part of your immediate first team plans of the 24 so players that you might use and change around. Have you decided yet who may well be going out on loan?
All the players that I have in the squad, they are ready to go to Ipswich and after the match with Reading on Wednesday. So all the players are ready to go. So my squad, the players are ready. I'm not planning nothing. They are ready to play.
Yeah, ready to play, but some. Well, are any of those players just finally set maybe to go play somewhere else? Just out on loan to play their football because you maybe don't want them in the first team during time.
Supposing, and you want that I answer a supposing
I'm
question.
Yeah.
No, I'm talking with the reality. Reality, I have players, and all of them they are ready to be in the squad. As I tell you, they have the same chances. All the players. To go to the Ipswich, and if some players, of course, when we have more than 18 or 20 players, we have players that will be out. It's not a question of Sheffield Wednesday, it's a question to all the teams in the world. So I don't know if the journalists are putting these questions to all the...
Oh, they are.
They are, okay.
They are, yeah.
Okay.
They are.
Because you are repeating this kind of question, and I will answer all the time the same. It will be, I think, I understand, because it's your job, you must do that. But you will understand that I will answer all the time the same. I have the players ready to play, and some players will part of the 11, some players will be part of the bench, and some players will stay out. This is, to me, is absolutely normal. It's happening in all the teams of the world. Also, when you play on the weekend with your friends, probably we have 13 players and two play out, and they stay very upset because they are...
But of the players that don't hit the bench, should they go somewhere else, you see, for 3 months or 6 months?
This is the situation normally in football. I don't think that... I play football all my career, since my 15 years old or something. And a lot of times I play in the beginning, probably 90% of the times. But sometimes I don't play, I stay out. And I never say to my club that I won't leave the club because I'm on the bench. Absolutely. What I must do, I must fight to go to the first 11 is my purpose. It's why I don't understand. I have a different point of view. So to me, when I don't play, I fight a lot to their coach, look to me and said, okay, this guy must play and I must give a chance to him. I never put my hands down. I said, I'm not playing. We are in the first month. I must leave the club because I'm not playing. Come on. This is an easy situation. So
that, though, just fine, and we'll stop after this, but that's from your point of view. From their point of view, and maybe not fighting to get into the team. Would it be beneficial to you to say, look, for 3 months, go and play somewhere else for some of them?
It's not a problem. It's not a problem. If the player have this problem, if any player in the world, not mine, but the player have this problem, must put the problem to the coach and to the club. No, it's not. You can see that it's not my problem. You understand? To me, it's very easy. You are winning, and I can imagine if you lose, the kind of questions I will be like bombs, but. Believe me, to me, these questions, winning or lose, will be the same. To me, it's absolutely normal. I put 11 to play, 7 on the bench, and probably all the time, not probably all the time, some players will be out of the squad. So the character of the players you see when they are out and they fight to back to the team. So it's normal in all the teams of the world. So to me, it's not a question. You can put the questions all the time. But to me, I will answer the same. And we'll answer absolutely the same in all the time. Now, after 1 month and after 11 months, I will answer all the time the same.